Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for tuning in to episode 3. Today we have Create and Converse founder Isaiah Manuel, a.k.a. Jock, with us.
Down here at BOC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out to my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
Oi, when you're out there doing you, remember this. They respect you more when you're the official you. Introducing Oi Brand, apparel for those who dress to impress and empower. Whether you're hitting the town or hitting the gym, you deserve to look and feel your best. And the right threads can make all the difference. Shop the collection at oibrand.com and join the journey on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter using the handle at oibrand, O-Y-B-R-A-N-D.
Macanellianess, all through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me?
Yeah. Macanelli.
Feel me.
Macanelli. They like my joint. Everybody smoking.
What a day.
I'm gonna light my joint.
What a fucking day.
I'm gonna light my joint.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about me not smoking blunts no more. It's a beautiful thing.
Soon as you take your case off your phone, you drop it.
Like 4 times.
Nigga,
already.
I'm getting so mad.
And you know iPhones is made to be fragile.
What's up, man?
Because they want that money. What's good, Nelly? What's popping?
What's today, Monday?
It's Monday, September 11th.
It would be a disastrous day.
A disaster. It's been a disastrous couple weeks.
No, fuck that. Today was fucking litty.
Oh, what was going on today for you?
Oh, it went down. It went down.
Damn.
Why
would that
be so? I feel bad for my son, my youngest son, because he got some cuckoo.
He gonna be alright. He gonna know his mama heart. He gonna understand that my mama is a acquired taste.
Yeah. Hopefully he's not scarred for life.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He'll be alright.
Today was cool. It's cool now.
It's good now.
I'm here with you guys. I'm good.
I'm tired as fuck, so I'm trying to wake up for y'all.
Right, exactly. Don't start.
I'm all right. I'm gonna be good.
So, Houston, we have to.
Moment of silence. A moment of silence. Anybody die? I mean, people die, but yeah.
Really, nigga?
Oh my god.
My bad, man. I told you I'm sleepy, man. I'm
not,
don't insert shit. Let that
people
go.
People definitely died.
People died, but we don't need no moment of silence.
I'm like, wait, what? Pray for Houston, hashtag. Damn. People.
Hashtag pray for these niggas.
Oh, my gosh. Florida hurricane coming.
I don't pray, but I'm going to share some thoughts.
So Irma didn't do as much as we predicted.
Nah, Irma was a fake. She was a fraud. But, I mean, it's still windy and shit.
So donate if you can, but not to Red Cross.
Man, I say you connect with somebody who's down there and send them some funds directly. Don't send shit
Haiti
to Red Cross.
Haiti still hasn't gotten their money from Red Cross, apparently.
Haiti still need that bread.
And shout out to all the celebs, though, raising donations.
I'd like to give a big shout out to Kevin Hart and The Rock, all them A-list celebrities, for sending $25,000 to Houston. But just because you don't have $25,000 doesn't mean you have to send nothing at all. Today, I'm challenging all these Z-list celebrities that look rich but are broke. People like myself. J to Z, I challenge all of you right now. DC Young Fly, $50, send it right now. Joe Buttons, I challenge you to send $45. Young Jock, come on, I know you got $35. All the housewives of basketball wives that used to have money with niggas that have money and have no money now. All of you sent $32. All the love and hip-hop bitches, no disrespect or due respect, I have no respect. All of you sent $16 each. All the cast of Wildin' Out besides Nick Cannon, all your broke niggas that act rich, sent $10. Please, Bawa, I know you're on your private jet. Stop over, send $5. Bobby V, we don't want your money.
I wish I was a celeb. I'd go down there and put my money myself and change shit. Oh, but yeah. I'm not knocking nobody donating. Keep donating.
I'll get my little dollar to Safeway every time I go and get some gas. I'll be like, dang, that's just starting to add up.
The only time I ever gave my dollar was at Wendy's because you got the little free frosty thing. It was a win-win situation. Morally, I felt amazing and my stomach was satisfied.
Jock's here.
Jock's in the building.
So I'm dying right now, you guys. Hold on. I fucked with... I fucked with Jock's homie back in 2010. Did we go to school after? And then we ended up like going to school together.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah.
Yep, it happened like that.
It did happen like that.
Yep. You was cooking, I was eating.
Right.
Shout out to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I was cooking a lot in college, damn.
A lot.
I don't even kick like that no more.
You ain't cooking for niggas no more. I was thinking like, you was way nicer in college because...
I don't cook like that no more. Nah, niggas I gotta cook for my kids.
And Jay about a Nelly.
Shout out to all the homegirls that when they got to college that was cooking for their homeboys and, you feel me, the homies. Cause
right.
Because
I know you guys niggas missing that home-cooked
meal. You know what I'm saying?
Meal.
Niggas is needing that.
See, I ain't had none of them homegirls in college. It was all white and I wasn't having no unseasoned chicken.
But they could give you... money to
they was giving
food,
us rides
right?
And shit though.
Right.
Oh yeah, rides.
Shout out
do
to the white girls for the rides.
Shit.
Yeah.
All
ooh.
That shit.
Olympic
yeah.
College, what it do?
Mm-hmm. See, I do not want my kids going to. My kid needs to go to all black college. I'm sorry. HBCU, whatever the fuck they're called.
I would have to agree, or at least a school that's like.
You
not
go
in
out
Washington.
There and get ruined.
I want my daughter to travel the world after high school, black college.
I mean, ruined. If you stay in Washington
really
somewhere. I was about to say,
I'm not
I'll
be
let
the
my
one
kid
to
fucking drop out, get his damn GED, pick up a motherfucking trade. Nigga, you better learn a code or some shit.
The nigga who learned to trade at 18 right now.
Women.
At 28, balling with his own house.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
College is overrated. I'm in debt because of college.
Man.
And what I do, I guess a degree helped. Whatever.
It can help.
School's cool. Stay in school. Shout out to everyone's, you know, school just started. I have a kindergartner that started school today. So that's definitely exciting. Pretty soon he'll be graduating from college and I'll, you know, be waiting for grandkids.
I think I'm huge on education, but I don't think that like necessarily just gotta be school.
I'm huge on self-education.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
YouTube
there's a lot
university.
Of,
you can learn anything in the world right now.
There's a lot of dumbasses with degrees.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of niggas with degrees at Wendy's.
And don't you dumbass niggas out there forget it. You still dumb.
Uh-oh.
I don't give a fuck what piece of paper you have sitting on your motherfucking fireplace, mantle, whatever the fuck them shits are called.
I know, Jock, like, this nigga weird keep passing these blunts. He ain't hitting them.
I was like, hold on.
Right. Oh, I swear I'm not getting no blunts.
So...
Mm-mm.
Power wrapped up.
Power
wrapped up.
Power was...
After the leaks, it was still... I think it was still good endings.
Yeah.
I wasn't tripping.
So next season, Kanan needs to kill Ghost.
Kanan needs to kill Ghost?
Yep.
From what I got, it seems like they're about to be back at it.
Nah.
They about to be...
Yeah, they are.
Back on squad.
Next season so, after that, then whatchamacallit needs to kill.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it solid with y'all. That last episode, I didn't even get to finish. So,
oh, okay.
I'm not saying don't ruin it, because y'all got listeners. So, y'all niggas can actually educate a nigga on what actually happened. You know what I'm saying?
In my high ass, I don't remember. Let me think.
Basically, shit was set right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember. So, Tariq kills Ray Ray.
Okay.
But Tasha is looking like Tasha's gonna. It was with Tasha's gun, and I guess she's gonna. She's hiring the lawyer nigga to take her case. But then.
So she's on trial. She about to be. They're going to try to go after her.
Because Angela knows, you know, who
she's
did it.
Okay.
But at the end is what he was saying as far as the Three Amigos thing. Kanan, Tommy, and Ghost are all in the car. like they're about to go handle some business. So, because they think that.
Or they know Dre been on some other shit.
Oh, yeah, it's the rise of Dre.
Yeah, because Dre sent the nigga to try to kill Kanan. Remember that? Yeah.
But yeah, they think that them other niggas was trying to kill their daughter.
No, they found out in that episode that it wasn't.
Okay,
they
found
out that it was Dre. The Catholic dude, the priest, the other plug, the Catholic priest.
Right.
He told Tommy that.
Oh, okay, the one that he beat.
Yeah.
He was, okay. That makes a lot of sense. He is snitching.
Well,
and Dre offed him.
Dre
offed the pastor? Oh, so the last thing I seen was Tommy in the confession.
Dre killed the... Okay, so I didn't really watch the whole thing because I didn't even know that
Dre killed the pastor.
I must have missed that whole part.
Dre got them, connect.
Oh, yeah. That was the pastor, the guy on the bench?
The Jimenez. Yeah. Shout out to the Jimenez cartel.
Okay, I didn't realize he was a pastor. My motherfucking ass. I'm like, what?
He's a pastor.
So the pastor is the drug dealer?
Selling birds.
Yeah.
I remember I would see him in there, but I thought he was, like, using the shit. I didn't realize that he was the same nigga.
Real deal
supplier.
That's what Tommy be going to see in the confessional.
That's a perfect friend.
I know,
friend.
But
church.
I thought he was just selling it to him. I didn't know he was...
Oh, okay. Actually,
that
in
nigga.
That shit.
Yeah.
That's the perfect friend.
Perfect friend.
Anybody is welcome. Come to the altar.
To the what?
He's with it.
He's getting that tax-free and passing out packs during.
Dre did kill him. That's fucked
he's
up.
He's passing out packs during communion.
With the cracker
and the grape juice.
Think about that. That's really, like, I be thinking about stuff business-wise. I'm not going to lie. So, like, when you break down the church and then you break down flipping drugs, they're like, if a nigga's doing that together, he's bubbling.
He's bubbling.
Oh, my goodness.
He's bubbling.
Right. He's using the offering money.
He's cleaning his money
to,
at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
Bro, he's cleaning at the same time.
At
time,
the same,
and it's a tax write-off.
Yeah,
nigga, you're good, buddy.
I haven't liked Dre since he didn't tell anyone Kanan was back. Like he's a bitch. The nigga. You should have killed that nigga. He fucking was threatening your kid. Like you're a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Why would you tell Ghost and be like, "Let's kill this nigga"? You know, you're a bitch. So I guess it's cool that he's still alive because it gives him something for the next season. But I'm just like, he needs to die. I saw a spoiler for his, though, that his face head was, like, face down and shot in the back of his head for the next season. But I don't know. That could have been fake.
50, that's 50 Lincoln IG pics?
Something like that. I don't know.
So, I don't know if I should even bring this up because you don't fuck with it. But for the listeners that do.
Go ahead.
Insecure.
It's a snack.
Insecure season finale. I didn't even watch this shit. So honestly, we don't really gotta talk about it. Do you watch Insecure?
I only watch one show at a time, and I'm on Power. So this. I'm probably come back to that maybe. There's a lot of hype.
Is it tea time or no?
It's tea time.
All right.
Tea time.
UGM office on Othello in Seattle will be closing. Seattle Union Gospel Mission announced the complete closure of its youth services programs so that the nonprofit can focus all of its efforts on the city's homelessness crisis.
That's what this is.
Right, but...
but
there's nothing to do with that.
This is tragic for the community, honestly.
Definitely.
You know, they're slowly but surely... cutting shit for these kids, man.
That's exactly what they're doing.
And, you know, we need that in our neighborhoods. We need activities to keep our minds focused, you know, and on the right path. So.
After school programs, summer programs.
Right, so.
We know what community that affects. Mm-hmm. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah. We need people to step up, man, and we need to get that saved, man, because that's a shame.
I guess they are trying to find, though, a community partner that'll fill the void, so hopefully. Shonda Rhimes. Shonda Rhimes announces... You don't know shit about the Union Gospel Mission.
I don't.
From fucking Tacoma, so
but I'm
you don't
still,
have to say anything
I'm going to say
everything.
My piece.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say my So basically, we got the same thing in Tacoma called Peace Community Center. It's like a church where you can hoop at. I definitely went there when I was in high school, and it's right on the hill. And, like, I know the impact of a place like that. So I want to know who the fuck was in charge. Like, how did this get happen? Like, how did it happen? Like, because like y'all said, I mean,
definitely.
From outside looking in, I'm from Tacoma. I can tell they pushing y'all to Renton. They pushing y'all to Skyway.
Right.
They cooking y'all out the hood. So it's like, this is just another thing to, you know, make sure that goes according to plan. So, yeah, man, fight that gentrification out here, man, because it's real.
For real. That was nice. Sorry for cutting you off earlier.
Hey, nah, you saw it. This is the type of nigga you is.
Right, exactly.
But it's cool, though. I know that.
You know, exactly.
Right,
see,
it's already,
we
you know,
cool. He knows.
Acquired taste.
There's some, like, there's
like
some sensitive motherfuckers.
Yeah, damn.
Look, Shonda Rhimes announces move from ABC to Netflix. Cool. Netflix has signed Shonda Rhimes to a multi-year production deal, ending a 15-year relationship with ABC Studios that yielded hits from Grey's Anatomy, which is my favorite show, to Scandal, which that's kind of not a large range there. But
but apparently this move will allow her to explore other types of shows, you know, different genres. So
right.
She'll have more freedom.
Oh yeah, because the networks. Yeah, it's like
the networks,
they're looking for certain shit.
They want spins, so
definitely.
You gotta, you know,
and she's super talented. She does a lot of shows.
What this tells me, because I just found out about her, but what this tells me is that it just proves that Netflix is really for the niggas, man. There's so much good nigga content on Netflix.
Right.
It's just like everywhere else you're gonna get some VH1 type shit.
Netflix know where the entertainment's at.
Exactly. And they putting the power in our hands as artists, so that shit's dope to see.
Being black is profitable.
Yep. Shout out to Netflix. All right. Mozzie debut album out now. Beef with Sebo.
Sebo.
Right. Turned deadly after someone was shot during the video shoot in Sac. It's fucked up.
He was shooting a response video to Mozzie's new era, New King Sebo diss during the
and
time.
And they got drive-by.
And it was
just a drive-by shoot.
Like, situations
died.
Like this, because situations
is that
like...
Is going to be in the music video?
I don't know. That would be fucked up. I was thinking that earlier. Would you like, oh, shit, pow, pow, it'd make it more crazy.
So it's something that definitely should probably be squashed.
This nigga Sebo like 60 though.
Right.
He's not that old.
How old is bro?
He about
like, what,
47?
Oh, okay, so
46.
But so what?
It'll like fuck
look,
y'all.
I beat up bitches that's like 7 years.
It'll like fuck y'all because I grew up on Sebo bitch ass niggas.
I'm just trying to figure out. I'm just trying to figure
look,
out why.
Our,
look, why
you know, our producer, you know that's his uncle. Let me talk about his uncle. Don't be eight. Sebo's cool. Like,
but I'm just trying to figure out why niggas is just, why can't niggas just be on some, you know,
some cool shit.
Like,
right,
they
exactly.
Both from Sac, like, you know what I'm saying? Be on some cool shit. What it tells you, though, is niggas in the Mozzie clique, they ain't never been.
Man, I feel like it wasn't nobody from nobody's clique. I feel like it was just some random niggas
trying to come up.
That just want to be in the shit.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm
see
nigga, Sebo talking about Mozzie, nigga, fuck that, right on this nigga.
I listen to Mozzie every day.
I listen to Mozzie every day.
He's my nigga.
I shoot for this nigga.
I smoke backwoods.
I got the yiki on me. Come on, man. Yeah. So I don't think it was from nobody's clip. You know how niggas do.
Oh no, but the album is dope though.
I haven't heard it, but I fuck with Mozzie.
I do fuck with Mozzie. I haven't heard the whole album.
I think I would.
But that
but
new
era,
new king. That go.
Keek the Sneak, another Bay Area rapper. I mean, he was shot. He's in critical condition too. So some prayers up for him.
Prayers up for his nation.
Seattle native and CNN political commentator Angela Rye and rapper Common go public with their relationship.
Okay.
So he's fucking with the.
Apparently, we got him a light skin.
I mean, she's young.
Nah, she ain't. I don't think she's that young. I think
she's like 30 something.
How old is Common?
I feel like, isn't he old?
Yeah, like Common about 40 years damn, so.
That nigga don't age like for real.
Black don't crack.
And
if you
that's
take
Botox.
Care of yourself. You think so?
I'm kidding. He's
45.
These niggas old, man. These are pioneers we talking about. We talking about two pioneers.
So
shout out to
the pair originally.
That ain't gonna work.
For real though, speculated to be a couple.
Skin love.
They were spotted several times at the Essence Festival in New Orleans. But I guess this past weekend it was confirmed when the two appeared at Saturday's Creative Arts Emmys, where they posed on the red carpet together.
Cool. Shout out to them in our relationship.
Level up. Be with somebody that can level you up.
It's not an LA.
She looked like she on Archer back when you hit it from the back. She looked like, I just looked at some of her pictures. I never seen her, but she looked like she's stiff back when you try to hit it from the back.
Have you seen the Breakfast Club interviews with her?
Nah.
And, like, they'll play, like, sound bites of her CNN joints. She really seemed like, I'm glad she got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
She was just real aggressive.
She was
and angry.
Uptight, right?
You know, she got a reason to be angry. It's locked up out here, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
But I'm just glad to see, you know, the love and the life.
If it translates to the TV, she gonna be.
Yeah, she gonna be a little bit looser now, you know what I'm saying? You can see her.
What are we?
Come on, Cummy.
I don't know what we're talking about. But yeah, I guess shout out to them. Who cares? Pimp C's wife says a good amount of the UGK archives were destroyed in Hurricane Harvey. So
that's unfortunate. I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, it's unfortunate for hip hop.
Damn.
Come on, man. Don't be laughing at me making me seem like I'm just a bad guy, man.
It's
unfortunate.
Funny.
Like, what am I supposed to say?
No, like, that's funny, though. You're really, like, you're in your cliche. Say how you feel. Who cares?
I mean, that's a, you know, you right, but whatever.
If we talked about what we cared about, it would be silent on this motherfucker.
We'd be talking about Lexi.
Mike and Langston.
Right.
My nephews and nieces. Anyways, sports.
Sports. Ezekiel Elliott Scooch. Will get to play the entire 2017 season after appealing his six-game suspension.
This the nigga with the crop top?
This the nigga with the crop top that looked like a pit bull. And apparently he was suspended, but he submitted a restraining order in court to block the NFL suspension. So basically all the shit, the NFL is trying to appeal that. So all the court proceedings is going to take longer than a year. So he can play. So he good.
Okay.
He can beat bitches up and play football.
Hold on, man.
The NFL is
I don't think he did it.
The NFL, what? The NFL is full of woman beaters.
Allegedly.
that is a fact. I wouldn't say Phil, but there's a lot of them motherfuckers. A lot of them niggas. But they playing the most dangerous shit in the world. That's gonna fuck you up a little bit. Like, baby girl, you son. No.
So it's like corn sauce.
Well, you know.
But you know we play the Rams this week. So I'm messing with me. Nah.
You gotta stay off them Rorys, man.
Hate you guys.
Nah, if you guys have suffered from.
Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Nah, yeah. I got mixed emotions on this, really. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just if he did it, suspend him for, you know what I'm saying, however long, because I'm not really with that. But at the same time, this nigga's on my fantasy roster.
But you win it, look.
And
look
so,
it. How
bro,
much,
I'm
how
like,
much, look
I'm
how
like
much
I drafted the nigga late, you know what I'm saying? I came up, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like,
right.
I really got mixed emotions, but, you know, whatever happens, happens.
I had, like, four chances to draft this nigga, and I'm like, he ain't gonna play.
Look at
this nigga can fucking play. Look at that about a bitch. Meanwhile, I got Marshawn Lynch and Adrian Peterson. On accident. Because I.
On accident.
Anyways.
Adrian.
Sloane Stephens. Is it Stephens? Sloane Stephens. Stephens? Sloane Stephens.
I love us. I swear I do.
Defeated Madison Keys in the U.S.
This
Open
is
Finals.
Nigga news.
One of a few black women to accomplish this.
She's only
24, and she's dating soccer player Josie Altidore. Josie Altidore.
Josie.
What was that?
Altidore.
Josie Altidore. Some nigga that.
Gotta say it like that.
She beat both the Williams sisters. She beat Serena in 2013. In Venus last week to get to the finals.
Nigga, she's hard.
And 6 weeks ago, she was ranked at 957th in the world. And now she's 21 in the world. Sloane Stephens.
Like, level up, you know.
Chocolate baby out there playing some tennis, melanated. Let's get it.
All you niggas go out and get a shirt with that bitch's face on it.
Hey, teach y'all kids how to play golf and tennis. We good at that shit if you put us in it. You feel me?
We can do
baseball
anything.
Baseball, too.
The
yeah, you right.
Teach your kids
you put
how
us
to
in anything
be neurosurgeons.
Going to
popping.
Right.
teaching kids
math.
Yeah.
Now let them drop out.
Hey,
let
give
them
books
drop
for presents.
Out and get their GED.
Anyways, shout out to Sloan.
Yeah.
Good job, Kyrie Irving.
This motherfucker
was granted a trade.
Yes.
To the Boston Celtics.
Ah, damn, I have this shirt on. A Celtics shirt on.
The Celtics received Kyrie Irving in exchange for Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder in a first-round pick, which was actually...
Let's go, baby.
Which was upgraded
Let's
to another
go.
Pick because IT got a little injury in his hip.
So what?
So they upgraded another. They upgraded another pick.
From the tactically,
so is he not gonna be? Is he not gonna be?
He's not. Right now, they say he's not gonna be ready to like the All-Star break.
So I'm gonna need you to call my niggas. You know how you did that shit with the Celtic shit. I need some Cavs shit. Come on.
Oh yeah, we're coming. Cool. Dumb jocks.
Dumb jocks. Look at
dumbjocks.co.
There you go.
Take a look.
I feel like,
but how you feeling?
They still not gonna beat the Warriors, but this was good.
Yeah.
I can.
It's popping.
Like the heart in me. Lit. Like there's a Tacoma nigga on the team, so you're not gonna hear me say
that. Yeah,
it's lit. Yeah, I'm
saying. Well, LeBron's on the team, so fuck the LeBron.
Our team, man. We watched him come up from high school, college. Like
I didn't.
He's in the league. Hey, he put buckets on
that
school.
Shows you, man.
I'm in class 04.
That should show kids some things, though.
Yeah.
That trade and everything that's been going on this summer.
Yeah.
Kids got to look at this that are like supremely talented in hoop and just other different things. Like these teams, these organizations will screw you over, bro. He really put it out there for Boston, like. Nobody's really ever done in a season. Like, that shit was impactful.
Right.
And they just... Kyrie, come on.
They shipped him.
They shipped him.
Because they knew he was hurt.
You know what I'm saying? Go. They think he damaged goods. They don't want to pay him.
Right. They're foul. They did a wrong. So, best thing for you hoopers to do is smarten up, man. Hit them books. As well as the court, man.
Yeah, we Team Pistons and Team Cleveland over here. Shout out to Avery Brady, Isaiah Thomas, man.
Shout out to LeBron. That is win. We talked about it. Win. Win.
No, we didn't. Mayweather. I'm thinking of
We talked about
I'm thinking
Mayweather.
Of whack-ass Broner,
we talked
Adrian
about
Broner's fight.
Right.
That
we talked
Broner
about
fight.
This fight though happening. I think it was in our pilot
but
episode.
We never talked about the.
I said I don't like this motherfucker, but gonna have to whoop this white boy's ass.
That's exactly what he did.
And that's exactly what he did.
In a 10-round TKO.
Thank you.
I wish the ref would let him drop him though.
Yeah.
Instead of stopping it. But shout out to Mayweather. Seahawks. You know I'm going to be loyal to the soil, but y'all took an L. I'm going to need y'all to get that offensive line right. Russell Wilson, you got to start running again, fam. Sit in the pocket. Ain't going to get us no wins.
It's looking bad. The
you just
defense
gonna have
is
to
all
risk,
time.
Risk it, bro.
Niggas know that.
You have to risk it all.
It's looking bad for that offensive
line. It's looking bad for our offense, man. Whew. We might as well trade Jimmy Graham and get an offensive
get
lineman.
Get a little tackle.
Fuck.
A guard, a center.
We need some.
Because it's not going to be pretty when
we
y'all
got
go
Jimmy
on the road.
Graham out there blocking. We know he ain't no blocker.
Nah, why do y'all got put what the white boy name? What's the other tight end? Get him in there. Get him in there because y'all can't block for sure.
Please get Luke in there.
Shout out the Eagles.
Well, that's sports.
That's sports. Please do not bother me. Hey. You acting bothersome.
She wanna talk to me. Even though I music.
Be music. I
be dogging. You're first.
I'm first?
Yep.
I was cleaning my kitchen, listening to Spotify, and I came across this cat, Javier Omar. Javier Omar. He got this track called Do Not Disturb. It's pretty dope. So check it out.
I never take the time just to be with you. I've been tripping, let me fix it, baby. If there's a better way to love you, girl, I'm with it. Ooh.
yeah. And now I'm canceling my plans, taking off. Don't know where I've been. I'm more than your friend now, baby. I can't put your love on.
Yeah, that was Javier.
Stop saying his name.
Omar with Do Not Disturb. That shit was dope. You can follow him on all his social media accounts at XVR Omar. XVR Omar. Follow that man. Find that man on Spotify, man. He's dope.
I just looked, bruh. That was hard.
That shit was hard, right?
I just searched, bruh. So,
yeah. He got a lot of dope joints, so see here.
So I have Sabrina Claudio, and I don't even know how I came across this song. I think someone had mentioned her on a, you know, in a post, and then I looked her up, and this is the one that I liked her first. But it's a new song, Confidently Lost.
Made up of hope and meditation, love, imagination, water my creations. Baby, it's amazing, all the days I'm facing, nothing seems to faze me, cause I am confidently lost. I don't need you to find me, cause I'm not hiding.
Song, right?
I fuck with that.
Yeah,
I like
the
her
song.
Voice.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's Sabrina Claudio, and she's at on Instagram at SabrinaClaudio.
Claudio.
Claudio. Yeah.
Go.
Know.
You go.
I don't know
girl.
What she is.
Go.
I don't know.
Beautiful voice and shit.
Serenade. And shit.
Serenading
pretty
a nigga.
Ass.
She pretty too. Oi, like 30 pictures. When you're out there doing you, remember this. They respect you more when you are the official you. Introducing Oi Brand, fashion wear inspired by the city of Seattle to empower you on your journey and inspire you to reach your full potential. Oi Brand was created with one goal in mind, empowering wearers to embrace positivity and express themselves unapologetically. They say you should dress for the job you want. We take that a step further and say you should dress for the life you want. Oi Brand brings out the boss in you. For more style inspiration, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Oi Brand, OYBRAND. Shop the collection at oibrand.com and text Oi Brand to 555-888 for an exclusive 25% off discount.
She's cute.
She's cute. So it's our guest segment. It's a session. We're gonna have our session talk.
Yo, let me get one of them James Hardens.
One hand.
Let me get that one in your hand. Yeah.
So he's been with us the whole show.
Yeah, the whole show.
Damn near, but
as you heard.
You know. We have Tacoma native. Yeah. Local entrepreneur, founder of Creating Conversation. conversations, plural. We'll talk about
that.
No S. Conversation. Right. Poe. And host of the Sam Sports Bar and Grill in Kent every Tuesday. Going to be Thursday soon. Like,
we taking it there.
Right? So, welcome, Isaiah Manuel.
Manuel.
My nigga Jack.
You know what I'm saying?
He's so cool.
Yeah, you know, you gotta get used to saying it. It's cool. I even gotta get used to saying Manuel. It too. You know, we can kind of like, it's. I'm not, like, usually I had, like, my first and last name on, like, my IG and stuff, and I just changed it. I was just like, man, I'm trying to, you know, actually brand myself now, so let me say something I could actually say a little bit better. So I just threw the middle name on there, you know.
Yeah, and roll
just,
out the tongue.
Yeah, exactly. It gave me that little Hispanic feel to it. They know, like,
girl, he mixed.
Ooh, girl, he ain't got that Puerto Rican. Nah, but yeah, I figured I was just like, you know, let's take it there. But speaking on Sam's or the sports bar, we're going to be there every Thursday now. So that's going to get going next week.
I'm going to slide through and drink some water.
Yeah, hydrate yourself. Everybody stay hydrated. I'm going to just preface this by saying, like, hey, I know you guys already heard me talk a little bit on here, but really when I get in, like, a podcast mode or, like, somewhere where I can just be myself, I feel like I really just, you know, it's that place to be. So I appreciate y'all letting me,
of
you
course.
Know, come on here and talk my yit real quick.
So we were talking a little bit about it earlier, because creating conversation... there's a name change going on.
Yeah. So, you know, just to kind of explain. Now, I wouldn't say a name change, but just more creating conversation is the phrase, you know. And so, the name of the show, of the web series that we did back in 2015. But now we have creatingconverse.com. Okay. And we are creating converse on IG and Twitter. And so that is create and converse. But yeah, we just rebranded it a little bit and kind of try to, you know, refine things and, you know, what those words mean and, you know, just creating and the creatives that we have. We want to inspire that culture and then, like, conversation, like, the podcast, like, conversation. We want to be able to communicate in any different type of way. If I say, like, I learned one thing from college, it'd be like, I learned how to talk to white people.
Right. Yeah.
Like, and I'm not just, like, white people from, like, my city who know niggas, but white people that have never talked to niggas ever. You feel me? And so when I learned that, I was like, I need to be able to, like, if nigga could communicate to any person, we'd be powerful as fuck. You feel me? Like, if we could communicate across the board. So I just really want to, you know, kind of preach that and make sure that, you know, the kids is picking up on that.
Go Eagles.
Yeah,
shout out to Eastern Washington.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Ewu. This is second week. I heard y'all last episode.
Like, I was about to say,
I didn't get to go to a fancy
Shut up, fancy.
Yeah, nah. Eastern was like a world star.
They drove a big-ass bus to Tacoma and was like, who want to go to college and just let niggas just come? Because there's hella Tacoma niggas there. That's how I know every nigga. That's how I know everything I know from Tacoma is from Eastern.
They was filling the TAC quota for
Shout out to Bill Gates.
I'm kidding, of course. Right.
Shout out to Bill Gates. Niggas is getting scholarships.
You know, you're from Seattle. Oh, it's like Tacoma, Seattle.
Yeah.
You don't know. You know, I didn't know niggas. You know, it's always Tacoma, Seattle. You know, it was, especially back then, growing up. So, but
yeah,
everyone
was,
I know,
like,
I know
foreign.
Cool people from Tacoma.
I'll say one thing about this. Like, if you're from Seattle, there's no real reason to drive to Tacoma.
Right, like why would we go there?
There's no real draw. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
But now, people
go out there. Now it's like, man, it's different because there's, you know, it's a different kind of crowd type of thing.
Exactly.
I didn't even know there was a bite of Tacoma until like 3 years ago.
It's the taste.
I don't even know what it's called. See,
it's like,
nah, I feel you.
It's like a quarter of the size of the bike.
Yeah. But
it used
on
to
the
be
rise,
where all
though,
the hood
right?
niggas would see each other and look at each other and then get them up. And then,
well, you can't miss them.
You know what I'm saying? But, shout out to the taste. Unless you're going to state or something, like,
right,
unless
you're going to the dome. Exactly, and that's what we go out there
I think
for.
It's kind of changed now. Like, I think there's, you know, a couple things
people
out there.
People live out there now.
Yeah.
Look, it's way cheaper to live out there now than Seattle.
That's
people live
in Tacoma.
That's why
they're trying to push us, too.
Oh, like, I know a lot of people who have been buying houses, that's where they buy their house and get their houses.
Yeah, what I'm trying to get across, I'm trying to see, is some real. I really want, like we were talking about earlier with gentrification, I really want niggas to all be together and be like a thriving community. That would be like a dream come true to me. Right. Like,
definitely.
I think niggas just go to the hilltop. It's like really the most, you feel me,
just
like enriched black community of Washington. Like, right. Everybody just come to the hill. You feel me? If you black, we'll accept you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And we gonna all buy houses and get property and have gardens, and you feel me? And really just be out there blowing hella trees.
I love it. And segregation
let's
do
it.
I love it.
Segregation might be the answer.
But equal.
We could do Beacon or we could do, you know, somewhere else in Seattle, but I think Hilltop should be the like capital of niggas in Washington. Let's get it popping.
So we're talking about college. So tell us, you have any funny college stories? Kind of put you on the spot.
Funny college story. I got some story. Like I told you, Eastern was like a world star. Like, every weekend there was something that was really like something
it was like
happened.
A love and hip hop.
Something yeah, it was really a TV show. But I'll say one time, we was getting faded and like just at the Grove. Everybody lived at the Grove at some point. Like, it wasn't my apartment. It was the homies. It was probably like the summertime. Wasn't nothing to do. It was just, you know, taking them back, playing bones, and you know, ended up going to like a bar or something. But I ended up getting way too faded. So I don't know how it happened or what happened really, but I remember falling asleep on a homie's couch. Like, I remember getting back to there because we had went to the bar.
Right.
I remember getting back to the homie's couch, and I woke up, and I was in a whole different apartment. And I had realized, like, there was wine on the counter. There was, like, a cake, like, that was celebrating a birthday. Like, and I was on that couch, and I was like... So I woke up in the middle of the night, and I had seen I was in a different apartment, but because the Grove is set up, one of the other homies had that same layout. So I was like, damn, I must have just walked over to the homie's crib. Fuck it. Went right back to sleep. Woke back up in the morning, like 7. I was like, nigga, I don't know where I'm at. Like, I walk outside, and I'm next door to the homie's house where I had stayed the night. Or what I thought
but
I
But you don't
that.
Remember you don't remember
so
how
I don't
you got
remember
over there.
How
so
I
you was
got
kicking
over
it with
there.
Niggas for their birthday. You don't even
know. I don't even know. I think I might have just went over there really, really late and just was like
and fell asleep
and
on the couch.
Went on their couch.
They
like,
just let you go to sleep. That's love.
I woke up, nobody seen.
Right,
I don't know.
Exactly.
Like, it was really late. Like, when I woke up, you know,
he was like the nigga on
I was like, I really woke up, it was in somebody else's apartment. I had no idea where I was at. So
you like the nigga on Half Baked that was just on the couch for no reason.
Like, who is that? Yeah, so that I think that would count as like a crazy college story. Yeah, don't judge a nigga.
I hope you make better decisions now.
Oh yeah, we good. I mean, like, shout out to college, man. But yeah, I already gave you guys some what I learned. Good. You
right.
know what I mean?
That's what you need. So any advice for like up and coming entrepreneurs?
Sure. Not that I'm the most talented entrepreneur. I just kind of get in and go. Like, you just got to do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people say that they want to go on ahead and, you know, start this or, you know, do something and whatever it may be. I just feel like you should just follow your passion. And, you know, once you follow your passion, once you figure that out, like, okay, how can I monetize this? You know what I mean? What could I do to, you know, take that to the next level? And then, you know, study about it. If that's what it really takes a different type of mindset, because, like, not everybody can be an entrepreneur. Like, niggas could be workers. If you were supposed to be a worker, like, you should just be a worker. But some people's really called to be, like, in charge and making things are happening and, you know, just, you know, being the vision and, you know, doing the different things like that. So I would say if you have a passion and you really, really want to do something, just get out there and do it and try to figure out how you can monetize that. And, you know, I figured I'm good at bringing people together. Mm-hmm. And so events was like natural to me. Like speaking of creating conversation, that's an endeavor that I look to make and get that to be a nonprofit eventually. Like that was the whole vision behind that.
Right.
And so, you know, with that, like right now, since we've been starting, I'm pretty much just like building a team. And like, I know, like, if you have a nonprofit, you're going to have a board, you know, right, what I'm saying? So
with
having a board, you know, with having an LLC, you have control as the owner. And so, like, if you have a nonprofit, that control is more so into the board. You know, you can be a part of the board. You can assign the board. But, you know, they really have the control a little bit. So, you know, just making sure that I could build the team of, you know, who I feel like can be on that board, who's passionate about this work. Like, and that's pretty much what we building towards with that. But, like, events and parties, like, entertainment-wise, production-wise, like, that's what I want to do and, you know, bring people together for parties. So I don't know we haven't really talked about it, but we did these networking cocktails and conversations,
right,
in Seattle and Bellevue. And so with that, I had a couple business partners and we did Roof Talk. So we just did Roof Talk, and that was a fight party for the McGregor and Floyd.
Okay.
And so, you know, just kind of doing things outside of creating conversation now that I can really brand myself. You know, that's really a big thing, too, is like branding and, you know, taking, you know, what you're doing to the next level. Because I say you guys, I'll just tell them, bro, like, you guys is, the way you guys came about this podcast was, like, the right way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the way it was marketed and, you know, the images that were put, you know.
Right.
You know, you guys reflecting on you, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is dope. This is dope. You asked me, I was like, oh, yeah, easily.
I'm on
I was
there.
Trying to get on there. What's happening? So, yeah, like, I really
it.
Feel like, you know what I'm saying, like, just this things, like, people just taking themselves seriously, like, it just takes, like, a different confidence level. Tell people your dreams, like, people that you love, like, tell them what you want to do and like, so that they can hold you accountable. Like, if you really trust a person, tell them, like, okay, I want to get this accomplished. Because in that way, that person will hold you accountable. If that idea just sticks in your head, you don't tell nobody. What's it? It's just an idea. You got to act on that. You got to put some flame to the fire. You got to, you know, do a little bit of that.
Some real shit, nigga.
I know, man. He's coming on here.
Yeah.
Dropping isms.
Dropping
my guy. So, yeah.
Shout out Tacoma and everybody that's doing what they're doing in Tacoma, though. You know, I'm so
Shout
Tacoma.
Out Tacoma.
So,
you he's know. Gonna be our, he's going to...
He's just talking. My phone.
When we need something for Tacoma.
Yeah, I'm connecting you with the whole tech.
We're going to be calling this guy.
What I was going to say is, I feel like this generation, our generation right now, like, we've always had that tension between Tacoma and Seattle, but I feel like there's really bridging the gap right now. I've noticed, like, a lot of Tacoma artists in Seattle, like, just, you know, different things like that. And, you know, I'm like, okay, there's different connecting pieces. This could be a platform where, you know, some Tacoma people get hurt. You guys already have me and Nate. So I just think that, you know, as it continues to grow, like, it's really gonna be niggas helping niggas get out. You feel me?
That's
helping niggas
easy,
get it.
Easy,
so,
man.
Yeah, this is a beautiful thing on black, on black.
Definitely. So we have some games we're gonna play with you. Hey.
Let's do the rapid fire.
The rapid fire.
Yeah.
The rapid fire.
So we're gonna give you two choices. You gotta say your choice off bat, like, no thinking.
Just one.
One choice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Backwoods or Swishers?
What?
Sativa or Indica?
Sativa.
Wendy's or Jack and Crack?
Wendy's.
Chocolate or caramel?
Chocolate.
Seafood or chicken?
Seafood.
R&B or trap music?
Trap.
Drake or J. Cole?
J. Cole.
Bong or blunt?
Blunt.
Local weed or local weed man or dispensary?
I've been fucking with dispensary. I'm gonna lie. Cookies. But I fuck with my niggas.
Support. Those are black owned businesses.
I love y'all niggas, man. On those the are small businesses. With a nigga who got that extra deal. Everything. I need some cookies.
We need some shit on Cyber Monday deals.
Whatever you got, my nigga, send me my way. Let me know. Just be accessible, cause them niggas is accessible now. You gotta level up your business.
That's exactly what it is.
If you sell weed, my nigga. Yeah. If you sell weed, level up that accessibility.
Get you a Square cash card, little reader, all of that.
You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, nigga, take debit.
Oh, definitely. Or Cash App. What the fuck? Everyone should have Cash App.
Yeah.
Tired of niggas not having Cash App.
For real though. Okay.
Cookies or OG?
Cookies.
Beer or a shot?
A shot.
No hands or both?
No hands.
Answer this question. You are not from Tacoma if...
You ain't been to the fish house.
I finally went.
I ain't never been to
so
the fish
did, okay,
house.
So listen. So I finally went. It was like a, you know, spur of the moment. Oh, I'm around here. For some reason, I'm over here. I had a red bandana on. And I'm like, oh...
Is this appropriate?
I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know what this means. Like, but I swear, yeah. Little niggas was looking at me kind of crazy.
That smack dab like, in the center of the head.
I know, but it was like, I didn't do it on purpose. It's not like, I'm banging. I'm coming over here. But it was hella funny how it happened. I was like, I might even have a Snapchat video with the hilltop on it with my red bandana on it.
Yeah,
but I didn't post it.
You did that on purpose.
I didn't post it. I just did it because I was there. I was like, oh, I'm there. I know there's a hilltop. But I didn't post it. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful.
Hey,
I'm saying
that. There's certain things. I mean, I didn't know that there's stuff that you didn't post.
Yeah. Okay. I just save them.
You got some stuff that's really no filter?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
I'm mad.
You be sitting on stuff.
Right.
I'm just glad you get it out. Just record it. Just get it out. That's it.
Exactly.
Just let it fly.
Fuck you. I do. That's why I don't give a fuck about you. I let it out. I don't let it. What clothes you're looking at? I'm going to say what the fuck I got to say right away. Look, I don't need none of that. That's what I'm going to say. I said already. I said everything I had to say. Look at what? Oh, I'm past. We're over that. Nope. I said everything I had to say. You're stupid. But yeah, there are things I do not post.
Okay.
You're funny. Look at
me. You know me.
Fuck, marry, kill. You ready?
Let's get it.
Okay. Martha Stewart, Caitlyn Jenner, Rosie O'Donnell.
I'm killing Caitlyn.
I was like, he doesn't kill Caitlyn.
I'm off the top. I don't even know what else is going on right now. Okay. Okay. I'm killing that thing. Shout out to the LBGT community, though. Here. You know what I'm saying?
Oops.
Hey. So, I'm going to rock with... I'm a marry Martha. I need that in my life for the rest of it.
Fuck Rosie.
And I'm going to go and hit it. It wouldn't be the first time I hit it. Something that was, you know.
Big.
Everything.
Rosie.
Oh, man.
Oh, these
yeah.
are the funniest. Fuck, marry, kill. Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. Kim Possible, Penny Proud, when she's 18.
She's 24. Okay.
24 Penny. And I'm going to say Susie Carmichael when she was an adult from Rugrats.
Okay. Shit. Susie. I'm just going off Susie. Susie
was damn.
Y'all cannot be mad. Don't be. All right, I'm just off. Offing Susie. I'm fucking Kim. She got that baby.
And
I'm gonna marry Penny because she's. Kyla Pratt, nigga. I mean,
right, exactly. That's how you gotta think about it.
She Kyla Pratt.
Look it. So this nigga Mac had he does not feel comfortable. He's like, but she's a little kid, so that's gross. And I'm like,
It was you're one of like those at niggas. That, like okay. At that time, like I was probably like, I was a young nigga at that age.
Right. So that's how you're thinking.
On some cartoon, anime shit.
Right.
Man,
anime. No. Hey, that reminds me of my wig. My anime thing. I need a wig sponsorship. Like crazy wig. You know,
that's
every event.
That's
every
still
event
you just,
for like an event or something, I'm out. Like for Mac Nelly, I'll wear a wig.
That's
crazy wig.
Yeah.
I need a sponsorship.
Okay.
So yeah, wig sponsorships. Not that cute shit. Like clearly it's a wig. Clearly it's crazy, you know. That type of shit. Wild and crazy.
We got another one.
Got another one?
Fuck, Marry, Kill. Tia Mowry, TJ's sister from Smart Guy. Hillary from Fresh Prince.
So,
or Fancy
Tia
from
Mari.
Jamie Foxx.
I'm marrying Fancy. I'm marrying Fancy. I'm smashing Hillary. And Tia gotta go. You was a square.
You said marrying Hillary?
Nah, she was too dumb.
She's rich though.
She was too dumb.
Is it like right now?
She's too dumb. I couldn't do it for the money. They got lawyer money. I mean, I don't know what he did with his lawyer money. He could have doubled back up, but it ain't all of that. Like, it's cool.
Right. But he was a judge though, remember?
Oh, he was a judge.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably had long bread.
He
got long bread. I'm still rocking with Fancy. She gonna build a nigga up. She gonna take me to where I need to go, and I'm gonna bring her. We gonna thrive together. Whatever she wanna do too.
She was a
yeah. I mean, she gonna run our hotel.
Like,
you feel me? And we gonna be lit. You know, I just always have to think for Fancy.
This said TJ's sister on Smart Guy T. Moore. Why TJ? Why the fuck referencing TJ?
Shout out Smart Guy though. Smart Guy was one of those shows.
Yeah.
Is there still black like shows like that for kids like that are like?
Hell no, they be watching Jesse and
what is the cover?
Right, with Zendaya's in it.
Yeah.
How old is she?
Raven got a new show.
She's like 19, 20.
Okay, because I feel that's what I thought. I feel weird looking at her like you cute.
But how are you right?
That makes sense. She too young.
Yeah.
So there's a couple black shows.
Okay.
Like what?
But they ain't like black like
they're
we
not
have.
Black
no,
like, you know what I'm
there's
saying?
A black character in them. That's not a black show.
I need some black
shows. Raven got a spinoff from That's a Raven.
But she's not black.
Kids.
Remember, what is she? She's
like
a
single mom.
What did she say
is
she
it
was?
Out yet?
It's out. It's
that's out?
Yeah.
She's not
I'm
black.
I'm not messing with
she
Raven.
She don't see color.
Yeah, I'm not messing
that
with
black
Raven.
She's not black, but she sure be doing some black shit on that show.
Black shit?
Huh. She's making fun of niggas. Oh, Miss Raven just got weird right. On niggas. That whole cast, don't be, yeah.
The white girl, the only sane one.
She's still on there?
Yeah, she's still on
there. Yeah, man, the white girl
she's
was on there and I wasn't tripping.
Yeah, she's the only one.
Orlando, wow.
Thank you for coming on.
It's lit.
It's lit, right?
What's happening?
Shout out, go to creatingconverse.com. Now I'm always trying to sell some shit.
No, for real. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to give a shout out to the town. Shout out to, you know, everybody here that had me here on McAnally. Appreciate the vibes. But yeah, man, just kind of the current undertone of what I be trying to push, man, is just like this togetherness. Like this, you know, everybody, you know, that has a common goal with someone else that's doing something dope that you respect, like, put that ego aside, put whatever that is aside, and connect with that person. Like, I'm really about this network. So, you know, your network is your net worth. You feel me? Or it reflects it. So, look around the people that you know, spend the most time with. Like, what are they really doing for your life? You know, ask yourself that question. So, you know, just kind of level up. I just want our people to be like, nigga, we on the throne. Like,
right.
We know who we are. Like let's get this shit really in place. You feel me? So as we do that, you hear me? Everybody, I rock with you guys. And if I don't, you hear me? You gonna know
your next event when you're.
Yeah. So Thursdays again. Every Thursday we gonna be at Sam's Sports.
So it's already
Bar.
On Thursdays.
Already, no, it's gonna be the first Thursday. It's gonna be next Thursday. Yeah, we did Too Hot Tuesday, and pretty much, you know, that.
How
just,
were they? They were cool.
That was cool. It's a nice venue. You know, we in there with the DJ, Relly Rail. He's playing all the cuts all night. You know what I'm saying? We got drink specials. It's free. You know, no cover charge. Just come through. You know, yeah, enjoy the vibe, tacos. But yeah, so
the food is good though.
The food is slapping and everything.
It is good.
Good drinks too. So it's in Kent. So holla at that. As far as events that are coming up for me, we kind of got a couple things in place. I will say that we working on this silent party.
Okay.
And my couple business partners, we putting that together, and that's gonna be in Seattle. So look out for that.
I was saying, we gotta come to your next event, so let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep you posted.
For sure.
I got y'all in for the low ski.
Sounds good.
For the plug ski.
I need to be but don't ever for ask. Free
I hate
but,
it.
Hey, I will say this, because there be hella people. It's mostly females that ask, like, to get in free. But I really charge my moms to get into one of my events. Like, like pay
Got
it forward.
To.
Like, support your people. Like, it's not, like, nah, money. Like, if you don't want to pay, bro, don't come.
Yeah.
You don't want to pay, don't come.
Yeah.
Feel me? Come fuck with the niggas. But at the same time, you know.
Is there a list, my nigga?
Is there a list, cuz? Do I gotta get there? If a nigga gotta get there before 11, he'll make sure he gets there.
To get it free.
Nigga be there at 10:15.
10:15, ready to get in.
Hey, I'm already here. I'm gonna just leave real quick. I got the stamp.
Go smoke in the
back,
car for
though.
An hour.
Yeah, that's funny.
Niggas
but yeah, man, yeah, look out for that. And just, you know, everybody level up. Let's that's get it. Right. McAnally in this bitch.
McAnally.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
I don't like that shit.
I don't like that shit. We switching it up. It's Max pet peeves today. Hey, I'm gonna tell you guys right now. I'm big on Facebook. I'm always on Facebook. Always scrolling shit. And I watch a lot of TV. Not a lot of TV, but a couple shows, popular shows. One thing that I fucking hate is when you motherfuckers feel the need to post about how you must not be the only nigga to see this. Or you must not be the only nigga to watch Game of Thrones. I might be the only one that ain't watched the episode of Game of Thrones. Don't nobody give a fuck what you ain't watched, my nigga. Do you want a motherfucking cookie? Cause I can bake them for you. I got you. That's my pet peeve. Very simple.
Nice and sweet. Good job.
Thank you.
Happy.
Nelly's pet peeve was supposed to be your baby daddy, but she.
What are you?
She's
gonna need a whole motherfucking
episode. She's gonna
need a whole epi. I ain't gonna come that day. It's gonna be Nelly and Nelly.
Hey, I'm high now. Ooh, if this session would have been like 11 to 7, like you commented, I said 7 to 11.
My nigga Poe texted me. He said, hey, fam. If Nelly get to talk about her baby dad too much, try to just jump in a little bit and change the subject. I was like, I feel you, my nigga.
I don't even want it. Nah, we been talking. I ain't even brought the nigga up. Y'all motherfuckers brought him up.
Ugly nigga. Guidelines.
I'm tired of you ugly ass niggas. Not all of you, but the ones... I don't want to do this segment. This is kind of me. All right. Should I do for bitches, ugly bitches? Well, I can't talk about that. Look, that's why you can talk. Okay. Stop talking about eating pussy on social media. We don't want to fucking think about you eating pussy. Ugh. Like that? No one would. Hey. You're fucking ugly. Stop. We don't want to hear. Stop, just stop doing it. Just go do it.
Don't you ever post a subliminal post about me ever again in your fucking life.
No, that's like a lot of niggas. But definitely you're fucking one of them. And then I came to the realization, like, it's ugly niggas that are doing it.
I didn't know ugly niggas did it.
Yeah.
I just do it randomly.
The fine niggas ain't talking about my own pussy. They're just doing it.
Because from what I heard, fine niggas don't even know how to eat a pussy.
From the back. Yeah, they do. And the booty.
That's how I don't eat the booty.
You gotta eat the booty.
I'm good with that. Y'all go ahead.
That's it. How'd I do?
You did well.
Thanks. No. Local music.
Local music.
So I started this week. Cam the Mac from a G. That's my local music pick.
Never gave a fuck cause that was all we had. I love my dad and for my nigga I would give it all. The type to lace me when I'm right or if I'm living wrong. Ain't did a song for you in years cause there's so much to say. I thank my mama once a day cause yo she birthed a great. When I get straight I wanna buy you a new place to stay. Sometimes I fear I'll die before you cause there's so much hate. Sometimes intentionally ignore you for the dumbest reasons. A fucking heathen with an attitude but well seasoned. Remember back when I was stuck in jail without no bail pops. My biggest fear is that I fuck around and fail, pops. Look, all I know is that the world is round and hell's high. If I went down, I know for sure you win the tail, pops. I learned it from a G, then put it on a B. And I could only dream to be half the man I see. When I look into your eyes, I see everything I am and everything I'm not. Lord, I thank you for my pops, man. I learned it from a G.
I learned it from a G.
Hey, yo, I learned it from a G.
Ooh, I learned it from a G.
Looking when they ask me.
Ooh, and when they ask me.
I say I learned it from a G. And when they ask me where I got it from, I don't even bite my tongue. If you ain't got yourself a father figure, better find you one. My pops will never leave me, he gon' be there when the lightning come. Be there when the deal is sealed, all he know is keep it real. I was fucking up in school, but I promised you I'd graduate. 5th year senior, did it just to see you.
All right, that was nice, right? Cam the Mac. So his Instagram is... This guy. Cut off the top. Cam the Mac official. CamTheMac official.
I going? Oh. Yeah.
So Ja came with a local pick, so we're going to let him.
Oh, yeah. You know, we got to come through thing. Represent. So I got my man, Black Soul, man. He's been out here doing it a long time. He's coming out with a project here coming soon. And. You know, just to give a little background about Black Soul Music on IG, that's BLAKK Soul Music, all one word. But yeah, just a little background about him, man. He's just been grinding since I can remember. So real good dude. Not right now, he's really coming into his own. He just moved out to LA. He's doing some good things out there. You know, he's gotten a couple credits on some nice young artists like Playboi Carti and Buddy. So yeah, look out for Black Soul. But the song we got here is called Never See. And that's a single.
Sounds good.
Working hard, taking no breaks. Gotta give my all, cause I need it. Am I doing too much? Am I asking too much when I say, let's wait? Too much caution, I know, but let's build it so they know that it's ours. So silent.
That boy's singing.
That boy's singing. That's Black Soul, man.
Like, you better say.
I've heard some black soul, man. That boy, that man can sing. So that was dope. Appreciate that. What was the name of the album coming out?
The project coming out? Do you know?
It's a great question.
And what's his Instagram?
Instagram is Black Soul Music. That's BLAKK Soul Music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Look out for the project.
Definitely.
Goddamn.
I'm gonna be looking out for that. Who you got, Matt?
Today, ladies and gentlemen,
oh my
gosh. I got for you. I present to you my guy, Jay Pender. He got a new track out right now called Hope It Rains off his latest effort, and it's pretty dope, so check this out.
It is the top, it's more accessible now. But more money, more problems is the message that's out. But I can't call it, I live for big ballin' like all of them Spalding. Team of them girl from New Orleans and all of them scalding. Shooting and shouting, they swishing all of the attempts. But that talk is just talk, we need to see about them lips. Show me the action, need to feel the satisfaction. Don't fall for distraction, don't take hustle backwards. I got an album, so they asking international now. I might jump across them waters, I might leave in the morning. Got a streak going. In the street going for me and the show. When you got it, it's good. It's about keeping it going. I hear from people I'm knowing who count their wins by their friends. And what they drink in the drought will define when it ends. I hope it rains. I hope it rains out.
Jay Pender, man. That was Hope It Rains off his newest EP that just dropped. It's on iTunes now. The Player Profile EP. You can follow him on Twitter at Jay Pender. J-P-I-N-D-E-R. Check that man out.
Nice. That's it.
That's it.
Another episode in the books. We have a quote of the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I was, and then we end with the quote of the day. Quote of the day. Stop comparing yourself to bums to make you yourself feel better about whatever it is that you're doing. Whether, oh, well, I'm better than this, you know, this nigga that doesn't do shit. Okay, good. You're better than this bum ass nigga or whatever. You're better than the bum bitch. Compare yourself, and don't compare yourself to anyone, but I'm saying if you're going to, at least do it, you know, do it to somebody who's doing better than you, and you know, compare yourself to that stupid. That's the quote of the thought of the day. Right?
Well, all right.
It doesn't make sense.
It makes sense. Yeah, I feel you.
Thanks again, Jock.
Appreciate you having me.
Great interview.
Great guest. Great.
Appreciate that. You know, I'm just happy to be here. Mac and Nelly. You know, we're going to have to do this after y'all get a whole bunch of other people on here. Y'all going to have to run this back one more time.
Definitely.
Come bother y'all.
Be like, our second guest ever. He's back. It's our 100th show.
Let y'all level up real quick.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for listening.
Weekend thing, boy. You could get ass all week, dropping that ass. Just think about me, and it's all good. What's the difference?
Thank you for tuning in to Mac and Nelly. Please follow us on all our social media accounts: Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Mac and Nelly, MacandNelly. Yep. Why need dub credit? All bad. Getting on the show that.